A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. One of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and took his place at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would have known who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he answered him, "Say it, teacher." A certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed him 500 denarii, and the other 50. When they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now which of them will love him more? Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, for whom he canceled the larger debt." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then turning toward the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she has not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But he who is forgiven little loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Then those who were at table with him began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Thomas Fotenhauer, Woodbury Lutheran Church, Woodbury, Minnesota.
Well, today we come to a story about extravagant grace. Perhaps you can think of a time when you received grace when you didn't deserve it, when you received forgiveness and not the punishment that you thought would be coming. Think about how you felt, about how those around you felt when you got off scot-free. I hope that we have all experienced this kind of grace, not because we got away with doing something wrong, but because we received a small taste of the same grace that we have received in Jesus as he forgives our sins. And so today, as we come to this story of extravagant grace, we come to Simon the Pharisee's house for dinner. Simon has invited Jesus to his home, and while we're not certain why, based on the Pharisee's attitude toward Jesus, we have a pretty good idea, and it's probably not to make small talk. They wanted to know what this Jesus was all about and if he was a threat to them and to their ways. Well, I can only imagine how emotional this scene must have been when all of a sudden the town prostitute shows up washing the Lord's feet with her tears. This had to arouse more than a few grumbles from the Pharisees. I mean, what was Jesus thinking? If he's trying to get the word out that he's the Savior of the world, certainly this is not a good start for his campaign. Well, Simon could not stomach what he was watching, so he thinks to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of a woman she is, that she is a sinner. Well, this gets Jesus fired up. And so he tells Simon a story about forgiveness and how grace changes our lives. And as Jesus shares this story, I see two lessons about forgiveness that flow out of this lesson on love. The first teaching is that we all have a debt of sin to pay. No matter how big or small the debt is, we can never pay it back. And this is where Simon made his biggest mistake and where we often make our biggest mistake. He played the comparison game. And he came to the conclusion that he looked pretty good compared to the prostitute. What he missed out, though, is that when we receive a great gift of forgiveness, it changes us. And it changes the way we treat others. While he was still caught up in his own righteousness, she, this prostitute, changed by the love of Jesus, was now sharing it in extravagant ways. You see, when we receive forgiveness, it changes us. The second lesson that I see here is that faith leads to forgiveness. That through faith in Jesus, forgiveness is available to anyone who wants it. Jesus said to the woman, "Go in peace, your faith has saved you." Another translation reads, "Your trust has made you alive." Receiving forgiveness is an act of faith. And you don't have to wait for a feeling to confirm it. You ask for it, and by faith you receive it, and we simply trust God to keep his promise. That he will, in fact, forgive us. The sinful woman was saved because she put her faith in Jesus, not in her own goodness. Simon missed out because he trusted in himself. If you will put your faith in Jesus, your faith will make you alive. It will literally save your life. And the more that we understand about forgiveness, the more we are able to love. That's what this passage teaches us. If Simon had only known, if he had only realized that he too had much to be forgiven, if he had only been willing to ask for God's forgiveness, the pain of his past would have been wiped away forever. If he had understood this, then he, like the sinful woman, would have been on his knees before Jesus, washing his feet with his own tears. And so the one thing that God wants from you today is for you to receive the extravagant grace that he offers you through faith in Jesus. And then respond to that grace by loving him with your whole heart, soul, body, and mind. He wants your love. Amen.
We thank Pastor Thomas Fotenhauer for this meditation on God's Word.